Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Zoom says they're going to waive the 40-minute cutoff if you've got the free version of it for Thanksgiving. Esther Yoon joins us now on WGN Radio. She's a spokesperson for Zoom out in California, I believe. Esther, are you there? This is John Williams.
Hi, John. Yes, I'm here. Nice to meet you. And yes, that is true. We are waiving the 40-minute time limit on Thanksgiving Day so that people can be connecting with their families without having to worry about that.
So how does that work, by the way? Like, from when to when? Is it a 24-hour window? When does it start? When does it close?
It should be a 24-hour thing, but, you know, basically any time in the U.S., regardless of what time zone, whenever you start prepping for Thanksgiving in the morning to, 12 a.m. that evening,
right,
after dinner,
right,
you should be covered.
Okay, so that day through midnight that night. Now, some people told me that it was started at midnight on Thanksgiving and went through Friday, but it's all day Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, correct?
It's all day Thursday for sure. If we are throwing in Friday, I haven't heard that from my team, but I wouldn't be surprised. They love to throw in little delighters for our customers.
Well, okay, but so Thanksgiving Day, I can Zoom for more than 40 minutes. And is there a limit on how many people I can put on the screen, right? Like, you can Zoom?
So typically for the free accounts, if you do have that 40-minute limit, you can have up to 100 people joined on your call.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get 100 people on my – actually, we were on a Zoom call – this weekend for a virtual baby shower, and there were probably 50 people in 10 states on that thing. So the whole screen was filled, and then you sort of had to page over to sort of catch up with people. But it can be done. It can be done.
And you can also set up a dual monitor and just have 49 people on each screen. That could also work.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, because we did have multiple screens, so we could have set, that's a good idea. Hello. And, you know, the other thing that I think we're all trying to figure out since March, maybe, if we're new to Zoom, is what's the best way to figure out whose turn it is to talk? How do we keep from talking over each other or muting each other? Do you have any tips for us on that, Esther?
You know, it comes down to who the host is. I always tell people, don't be afraid to take control of the meeting and make sure you put people on mute and then unmute when you feel like it's their turn to talk. That being said, you know, it comes down to, if you are leaving it totally open for anyone to chime in, you're going to have, especially if you have the type of personalities where they're trying to talk over each other, that's going to happen. That being said, we do have really great host controls that allow you to better facilitate meetings, even family meetings, meaning you can control people's audio, people's video. Let's say someone is in the kitchen because you have a Zoom meeting pre-Thanksgiving dinner and they don't realize that all their dish noise is getting brought into the meeting. You can just go in as a host, mute them, and then unmute them when, you know, it looks like they're ready to talk.
Yeah. Well, I think the truest thing you said there is you need to control it, whoever's hosting it. And it's not a control thing like you're the alpha here, but literally somebody needs to sort of take control of it. And so at our Zoom this weekend, for instance, the two gals that were running the computer, they muted everybody. And I believe they told everybody you're going to be on mute because it'll just be impossible otherwise. And then you sort of need to call on people or tell them when they're unmuted. And I guess if I'm on the other side of that equation, as long as I know that, I won't take it personally. I don't think, oh, you're being mean.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to hear me. But it's the only way to make this thing function right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're facilitating an experience, right, as a host. So it's just about over-communication and setting those expectations beforehand. And then from there, you know, because you, unfortunately, like, you can't have everybody talking at once, you kind of almost have to facilitate this kind of round-robin experience, right? So you nailed it.
Yep, sounds like she cut out. Still there?
Yep, still here.
Oh, yeah, round-robin. So are you saying, for instance, I'll ask... you know, what's your favorite color? And then I'll say, Mary, you go. Bob, you go. And then you sort of call on them as they go around.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that Zoom is also doing cooking classes, yoga classes, stuff like that.
Yeah, so on October 14th, we launched on Zoom, which is an events marketplace platform. It's really great because it allows any content creator or anyone who wants to host meetings to host on a platform that enables interactive meetings. And the URL is on.zoom.us. So currently we have fitness classes, we have baking, cooking classes. We even have just like mindfulness classes. So, you know, taking time out of your day to find ways to be mindful and thoughtful and intentional. So, you know, there's a wide breadth of classes on there, all of which will probably help you stay sane through the holiday craziness.
Yeah, no kidding. So it sounds a little bit like Masterclass or, for that matter, Peloton, where they're talking to you, you're part of a group, and they sort of get you through an exercise regimen or a yoga class or whatever, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's more, you know, this was formed because a lot of small businesses, especially during the lockdown, they had to shut down their facilities and their studios. And so this is just another way for small businesses, large enterprises to reach customers virtually. So yeah, you're going to see all types of different types of classes by different types of hosts. It's just kind of all over the spectrum.
I got it. Okay. So Thanksgiving Day, free Zoom, unlimited, right? Up to 100 people until midnight Thanksgiving night.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope you guys all enjoy time with your families, even though, you know, this year is very different, but doesn't mean that we can't still connect with them, right?
That's the plan. Thanks, Esther. Nice to talk to you today.
Nice to talk to you as well.
Esther Yoon is in California.